piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. We were talking last time about FODMAPs while we were talking about gluten and the fad to be gluten-free these days. Basically, gluten was thought to be essentially a problem for the celiac. That is to say, people who are suffering from this particular disease, which only affects 1% of the population, it can't really be about that. But something is affecting people. This Australian study came up with this idea that possibly it's the FODMAPs, which is to say all these other substances that are in wheat and many other kinds of food, which may actually be the problem. And when I say a problem, it's a problem in which people have gas, they have intestinal discomfort.
Yes.
They aren't life-threatening or anything, but they are annoying enough that they can affect your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so when people are relieved of these, they're delighted and happy, and they say, oh, thank God I went on the gluten-free diet, saved my life.
Wheat has become a hidden ingredient in thousands of other products.
Oh, yeah.
Including soups, sauces, gravies, dressings, spreads. I'm talking about processed foods. You're getting wheat from all these other foods. You may not be eating any bread, but there's going to be wheat in these products. Soy sauce has wheat, for example.
Yeah.
If you're going to be gluten-free, you have to be very careful and watch out for these other hidden sources of wheat. So we have the FODMAPs, which are fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. As you said, it could be these carbohydrates that are actually causing the problem that has been previously ascribed to gluten. What do we do about this now? What advice do we give people? It's probably not our job to even give advice. There's been studies on wheat genetics. There's this idea floating around for a long time that wheat has changed over time, that the higher gluten content in wheats because of artisanal breads and all of that. And then this article by Michael Spector called Against the Grain in the New Yorker from November of 2014. He's talked to a couple of wheat geneticists, and they say that they can find no difference.
I thought that was highly interesting.
I know. Really been no change in the genetics of wheat over the past 50 years or so. But what has happened also is that there's vital wheat gluten, which is in wheat in a more concentrated form, that's added to whole wheat flour to make bread. And vital wheat gluten, it's increasing the gluten load. It helps to make a loaf of bread light in texture. Mm-hmm. Could that be causing a problem? There have been no studies yet to indicate whether vital wheat gluten itself could be causing a problem. It's no different from gluten. There's more of it that has been put onto this bread.
There are studies underway. We have not seen much in the way of results. We will. Those things will be coming out. By that time, the gluten-free fad may be over, as a matter of fact.
It's kind of a hysteria is what's happened.
I think it could be characterized as a hysteria. The thing is, we all have problems with things that we eat. There's people who are famous for having an iron stomach. He can eat anything. Uh-huh. And it doesn't seem to bother him. The fact is, we all come across things all the time that causes some little discomfort.
And the first thing somebody will suggest is
gluten-free.
Go gluten-free.
Go gluten-free.
When I was at the Rancho La Puerta last year, would you believe that 43% of the people said they needed gluten-free?
Yeah, 43%.
Yeah.
Nathan Meyerbold is a former chief technology officer at Microsoft and now running something called Intellectual Ventures. It's a patent and invention factory. He's been examining this particular problem. He's very interested in gastronomy. He says, now you got people who are being told by their life coach that you've got to be gluten-free. That'll help you. The life coach.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to listen to that, much of this, as you were saying, is self-diagnosis.
He says, for most people, this is in no way different from saying, oh my God, we are cursed. We have undergone what amounts to an attack of evil spirits. Gluten will destroy your brain. It will give you cancer. It will kill you. This is Meyerbold speaking. We are the same people who talk to shamans.
Yeah. This is not to say that people aren't having discomfort. It's
gotten
genuine.
Out of hand.
It's just that people are wildly attributing it to one specific thing, mm-hmm. which can't possibly be the culprit for all of these problems that people are presumably having.
And as we learn more, we will bring you more on
The Food,
Food Guys.
Da 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 da